for only a few months earlier a great flood had cascaded down from the mountains and would surely have ruined the settlers of the valley had it not been caught and safely held behind the huge concrete rampart. Next, he turned his attention to the future, describing the rich bounty of electricity, water, and recreation to be provided by the man-made lake, 115 miles long, that had begun to fill behind the dam. Transmission lines of unprecedented length already spanned the desert, ready to bring electricity to factories, streetlights, and household appliances in towns and cities hundreds of miles away. The cities of Southern California had broken ground for yet another engineering marvel, an immense aqueduct to transport the Colorado's waters over the mountains to quench the thirst of millions of residents on the coastline. More gifts were in the offing. Agriculture, mining, and manufacturing, not to speak of industries yet unforeseen, all would be nourished by the dam. "They await the development of cheap power," Roosevelt said. "The national benefits which will be derived from the completion of this project will make themselves felt in every one of the 48 states." FDR.